البيان راديو presents the following lesson from مسجد الأزهر بأمه.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا for your attendance. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to allow us all to benefit. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to forgive all our sins. My brothers and sisters, the lecture tonight, inshallah, will be short, not too long. But it will be full of parables, full of things that we day by day go through, and full of things many of us fall into. The title of the lecture is The Transgressor of the Two Gardens. This is a man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a man who had two gardens, and we'll get to that inshallah. My brothers and sisters, it's important to understand that this dunya, or a believer at all times, should keep in mind and be aware that this dunya is going. And everything they see is going. Everything they see, whether it's buildings, mountains, roads, oceans, it's all going. A day will come where it will not be here. And the dunya is insignificant in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it should be insignificant in the sight of the believer who yearns for the akhirah, who yearns for the hereafter. For we mention, and I mentioned this in a lot of my lectures, that the Muslim, the believer, has a purpose, or the human has a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He did not create jinn and man except that they worship. And that the Muslim who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must fulfill that. Yani Allah ta'ala created him to worship him, to single him out in worship, to establish tawheed. This is why we're here. We're not here to build and to yani make the dunya beautiful, and we're not here to acquire wealth, and we're not here to have family and children. Yes, this comes in part of living. However, all of this is irrelevant when we are not fulfilling our purpose, the reason why we're here. But the reason why you're here is to worship Allah. Not to build and to rectify, and no, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And when this happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you accordingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you life. He gives you wealth. He gives you health. He gives you children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes life. He may take your children. He may take your health. He may take your wealth and the likes. So it's very important, my brothers and sisters, that yes, we live and we marry and we get married and we have children and we build houses and we buy cars and we this and we that. But if we are not fulfilling our purpose, this all of this becomes against us, not for us. Let's get into it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us of a story of two men. This is in Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Kahf, He says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ. Alright? وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ. Allah ta'ala says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him of the parable of the two men. جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ. We gave one of the men two gardens. Two gardens. Not the garden you see in your backyard. Gardens. مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we blessed one of these men with two gardens. Two gardens of grapevines, yani. Most of his garden was grape trees. Of the best of fruits. And of the most expensive and most luxurious. So two of those gardens were full of grape trees. Alright? وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ. I just want you to picture this garden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we bordered it. So we made the border of this man's gardens with palm trees. Strong palm date trees. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. Not did he just have grape trees and palm trees surrounding, and in between all of those, he had other fruits. Zara, he mentioned all other fruits. So I want you to imagine this man. So there's two men. One of them has this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. These two gardens, every single season, yani every single year, they will give him full crops in full. Every single tree will give him the amount of what that tree holds. Not one season the trees hold, another season the trees don't hold. No. Allah Ta'ala says, كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا. Every one of these two gardens, every single tree gave him crops. Every single season. And what does the farmer fee? Why do we spray our fruits and everything has got pest, and it's sprayed with pesticides, and it's sprayed with, you know, things that protect it from animals and things that protect it from insects and the likes, to protect the fruit. Allah Ta'ala is saying, every season, his crops will give him 100%. وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Not one tree will not give. Or not one branch will give off fruit that's not edible. Yani subhanAllah. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. And in between his gardens, he had rivers. So he had running water in between his gardens. Yani he had a fully set farm. Or whatever you want to call it. Garden. Fully set. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. Now listen. These two men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as some of the mufassirin mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them both wealth. One of the men went and gave this wealth in the sake of Allah azza wa jal. He gave it to the poor, he gave it to the needy, he gave it to the widows, he gave it to the masakeen. He gave it all for sake of Allah. Yani for the sake of Allah. So Allah ta'ala gave these two men wealth. One of them gave this wealth for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. The other one invested in this, yani crops and the like. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ. So this man that he has the two gardens, he also had abundant wealth. He was really wealthy. فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. He said to his friend, yani the Mufassirin say it was his brother, others say it was his friend. But yani he said to his friend, while he's having a conversation with him, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. He says, I am more wealthy than you, I have more wealth than you, and I have more possessions than you, and I have more investments than you. وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. Not do I only have more wealth than you, and I'm more wealthy than you, but also I have more children, and I am of more noble than you. أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this man is saying, he's saying to his companion, to his friend, I have more wealth than you. I have more money than you. I have more status than you. I have more children than you. I have more honor than you. Yani making it out like I'm better than you. And this is very important, brothers and sisters especially. Yani sometimes you see someone, he's been given wealth. So that person thinks, aha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must love me for him giving me this wealth. Or I am better than so-and-so because I have this wealth. Or I can't be seen with so-and-so, ma'ana, I am wealthy. So they think they are better than people because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. So Allah ta'ala says, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. So this person that thinks he's better than him, he entered his gardens, but he was ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. He has transgressed over himself. قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. Listen, my brothers, this is very important because many of us fall into this today, although we don't mention it. He says, I don't think this will ever perish. Looking at his gardens in front of him, seeing it, it's as far as the eye can see, seeing it's got rivers, seeing it's got vine leaves, seeing it's got palm trees, seeing it's got all fruits from what he likes, sees the animals running through it. He sees the horses, he sees the camels, he sees the gazelles. He says, I do not think this will ever perish. SubhanAllah, the fitna of man has got to him. The fitna of wealth has got to him. He says, I don't think this will ever perish. He says, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. This is one thing. That's a statement of kufr. What should you think? You don't think this is going to ever perish. This will never perish. Then he says, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. He says, nor do I think that the hour will be established. Yani he's looking at his gardens, he's entered his gardens, and he says, this will never ever perish. Look, nor will the hour be established. He says, وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. He says, and if, because no one can deny death, my brothers. You can deny there's a creator if you want. You can deny that the world will not perish. You can deny that there was no akhirah. You can deny that there is no hour, but you can never ever deny that you won't die. No one can deny that they won't die. So he says, وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. So he's acknowledged he may die. He says, and even if, in fact, yani if I do return to my Lord, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا, I will definitely get a far better outcome than this. Yani if I was to go back to my Lord, all of this that you see, I will get far better than it. Look at his kufr. Look at what the fitna has done to him. And Allah Ta'ala, there's a reason, my brothers, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, He mentions in the Qur'an that relate to them the stories so that they may comprehend, they may think. Yani Allah Ta'ala gives us stories for a reason. These stories are in the Quran, not so we can read them, oh, tabarakallah, that's a beautiful story. No, these stories are parables. These are parables for us. So he says, he enters his gardens and he says, this will never perish and the hour will not be established. And if I was to return to my Lord, I will find far better than this. Now, remember, we said he's speaking to his companion. So he's been smashing his companion, telling his companion, I'm better than you. Look at my this, or look at my that. Yani inclining, you have nothing and I have everything. So now his companion's response, the first response. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. Again, now his companion said to him, while he's having a conversation with him, أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا. Subhanallah, look at the wisdom of this man and look at what he said. His believing companion replied while having a conversation with him, did you disbelieve in the one who created you? He created you from dust. He's reminding this person of his origin. Look, who do you think you are? And this goes to all of us. Who do we think we are? We're created from dust. We are made from dust. If you were to pick up dust, there is no difference between us and that dust. There is no difference, wallahi. Go pick up a bit of dust right now and put it in your hand. That's you. That's what you're made from. This is what you're created from. This is what you will be. He says, did you disbelieve in the one who created you from dust? And you don't think you're macho. Don't think you're someone. Don't think you're king. Don't think you're all that. Who are you? You're dust. So he said, did you disbelieve in the one who created you from dust? Then developed you from a sperm drop. ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Look, you're a drop of sperm. Who are you? You're dust. Then you became a drop of sperm. Wallahi, if a drop of sperm was to fall on us now, we'd go wash it off in disgust. This is us. Who do we think we are? Who do people think they are, subhanAllah? Then he said, ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. He created you from dust. Then you were a sperm drop. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. Then from that he formed you into a man. Reminding him of his origin. Reminding him of his origin. He says, وَلَكِنَّ هُوَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي لَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. He says, but as for me, he says, he, Allah, is my Lord. And I will never associate any partners with him. Now, how did this person associate partners with Allah? Who's going to tell me? How? Did he commit shirk? Where did he commit shirk? Yeah. Where is the statement where this person committed shirk? No, that's not shirk, that's kufr. It's very important. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying about the Jannah, He says, جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمْ. He says, what did Ibrahim مَثَلَ رَجُلَيْنِ? جَعَلْنَا. We made for him two gardens. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا. We made him, يعني, crop trees. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعَا. We made in between them crops. كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ أَتَتْ كُلْهَا وَلَمْ تَظِمُ. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. Not me, يعني. And we made in between them rivers. Allah Ta'ala is saying, we made. And then this person, what is he saying? Ana, the first thing he says. The first thing he says. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوْ يُحَاوِلُهُ Ana, me. Allah Ta'ala is saying, we gave him this. When we made his garden like this. When we made it like this. When we made it like this. The first thing he says, Ana أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ Ana, me. He established, he made it as if it was him who got all this. All right. نَسَبَهَا إِلَى نَفْسِهِ He attributed it to himself. Allah Ta'ala is saying, we gave him this person. Me, I. This is very important. Like, wallahi, it doesn't matter how much you work. Wallahi, it doesn't matter how much wealth you have. It doesn't matter how much you build, how much you buy and sell, how much you sacrifice. Habibi, everything you have, Allah gave you. And everything you have, Allah will take. And everything you have will go to someone after you. Yani, subhanallah, look at us. And I say us because every single one of us in reality goes through this at one time. Or every single one of us in reality sees something from the dunya or acquire something from the dunya and think it was them. Wallahi, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you something, He can take it from you. Look at how many people were wealthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their wealth. How many people were healthy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their health. Look at how many people were upon the truth. Have studied Islam, they were upon the truth, they were upon the correct aqidah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed their knowledge. Why? Because they weren't thankful to Allah. You will never find someone thankful to Allah be stripped from what Allah has given him. Never ever will you find someone who's thankful to Allah be stripped from that which is given to him. And don't ever think, my brothers and sisters, don't ever ever think that because Allah has given you something, you are favored by Allah. Rather, the Sahaba would see wealth and they will say, this person is tested. He's being tested with wealth. And as our dear Shaykh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him, Shaykh Abdullah Hussain, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten his grave and to make him from amongst the people in the highest level of Jannah. He said to me, wallahi, he said, as for the poor person, he says he doesn't have much of a choice. He doesn't have much of a choice to yani an yasi Allah. He doesn't have much of a choice to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, and you will barely, Allahu ta'ala a'lam, but you will hardly find a poor person that disbelieves in Allah. Yani we're talking about a poor mu'min now, a mu'min, a believer, someone who has iman, that will disbelieve in Allah based on what Allah has taken from him. Rather, the most you'll hear from them is Alhamdulillah. The most you'll hear from them is Alhamdulillah, we have this, we have that. The only time you'll see the ones saying Allah has taken from us is mostly the ones who had something and they weren't thankful over it. So he says to him that he is my Lord, I will not associate anyone with him. Then he doesn't respond any, hala, wallahi, if it was one of us and your friends telling you, look, I'm better than you, I've got more this than you, I've got more this, that than you, my car's better than yours, my car's quicker than yours, my bag is better than yours, my house is better than yours. What's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to tell him, sara'atni, and you're going to go back at him. What did this person do? He didn't care about himself. He says, lawla idh dakhalta jannataka, qulta ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah, in tarani ana aqalla minka malan wa walada. He says, if only you had said, upon entering your garden, this is what Allah has given me. There is no power except with Allah. Even though you see me inferior to you in wealth and offspring, yani, even though you see me, yani, forget about me. Even though you see that I'm inferior to you, but do not let this kibr in you make you disbelieve in your Lord. Then he says to him, فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَنْ يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحُ صَعِيدًا ذَلَقًا. He says, perhaps my Lord will grant me something better than your garden. Look at the iman. Look at the iman. You have more gardens than me? You have more children than me? I will not disobey. I will not... يعني, maybe Allah in the future, in Jannah, is going to give me better than this. And this is what we yearn for. This is what we work for. Allah will give me something better. And of course Allah is going to give you better. He says, perhaps my Lord will give me something better than your garden. and send upon your garden a thunderbolt from the sky, turning it into a barren waste. يعني your land will just become waste. He says, أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا. He said, or its water may sink into the earth. If a garden has no water, can it grow? Can it continue to survive? No. He's saying, so maybe Allah will send a thunderbolt completely destroying your garden, or its water may sink into the earth. Then you will never be able to seek it out. You'll never be able to take that water out. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. Now listen to this. And so all his produce was ruined. The man who was macho, and this will never ever perish, this will never go, I, and if I do die, and there is no hereafter, this person here now, and all his produce was totally ruined. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. So, all his produce was totally ruined. Gone. And it's mentioned, and in the books of Tafsir, it's mentioned that Allah sent a thunderbolt, destroyed all his land. One thunderbolt. Thunder hit his land, destroyed his land. So he started to wring his hands for all he has spent on it. Yani like this. Oh my God. Or you know how like some people do this. Oh my God. Like you know how, yani. Like, you know, when someone is completely sorry, or like so sorry, oh no. So, for all he has, and he's given all his wealth, and he's spent most of his wealth on this land. Now out of nowhere, gone. While it had collapsed, he cried, Ya laytani, oh I wish I had never associated anyone with my Lord. Who did he associate with his Lord? Himself. وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. And he had no manpower to help him against Allah. Nor could he even help himself. يعني this man who disbelieved in Allah and turned away and he said that this is all him. He challenged him. He challenged Allah. This is a challenge to Allah. My brothers, understand something. These things are a challenge to Allah. Or you know, some people saying, "Oh, there is no hereafter." This is a challenge to Allah. Or, I am healthy because of me. This is a challenge. You're challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's saying there's no manpower that can ever help him against Allah. Nor could he even help himself. My this person, my you said you. Acquired this land. You. But why can't you help yourself? So Allah Ta'ala is showing him. He can't even help himself. هُنَانِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقُّ وَخَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقُبًا. And this time support comes only from Allah, the true Lord. He is the best in reward and the best in outcome. Hala, this is for the story of these two men. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues. And the ayat that come after this have a link. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is to all of us now, my brothers. This is to every single one of us. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذُرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Listen, and give them the parable of this worldly life. This dunya, my brothers. This dunya. Allah is now telling us what this dunya is like. He says, it is like a plant of this earth. Imagine, this dunya is like a plant. Alright? Thriving when it's sustained by rain. Yani rain comes and this plant thrives. كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Alright? So, Allah Ta'ala is saying this dunya is like a plant. Or like water coming onto the plant. The plant grows and it thrives off this water. Then what happens to the plant? It dies. And when it dies, what happens to it? It drops. And when it drops, what happened to it? It dries out. And then when it dries out, what happens to it? The dirt around it encompasses it. And then what happens to it? disappears. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, thriving when sustained by rain, we send down from the sky, then soon turn into chaff scattered by the wind. It's leaves scattered by the wind, it's all over the place. Allah saying, this is the dunya. This is the parable of the dunya. Yani it's nothing. Then he says, المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. He says, wealth and children, listen my brothers, wealth and children are the adornment of this worldly life. يعني the most beautiful thing in this dunya, according to us, is wealth and children. When someone's wealthy and he has children, and that's the same as that man. He was wealthy and he had offspring. These are the zina of the hayat dunya. But the everlasting goods are better for you, in for your Lord, in reward and in hope. Al-baqiyatu salihat. And the scholars have given many interpretations as to what are al-baqiyatu salihat. Some of them mentioned it is al-amalu salih. It is the good deeds. Whatever good deeds you do, this is al-baqiyatu salihat. So this is better than wealth and children. This is more beloved than wealth and children. And wallahi, the mu'min, the true believer that tastes the beauty of iman, halawatul iman, the sweetness of faith, the sweetness of iman. When you taste that sweetness of faith, wallahi, the most beloved thing on this dunya comes, the remembrance of Allah. That's the most beloved thing to you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَ وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَنْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Wallahi, this is one verse that really scares me. Wallahi, it's really scary. He says, beware of the day we will blow the mountains away. The mountains that you see, brothers. The mountains that we see. Subhanallah, imagine this. The mountain that you see, it will be blown away like it's nothing. Blown away like it's nothing. You can't even imagine. He says, and you will see the earth laid bare. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَنْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. And we will gather all humankind, leaving none behind. Every single one of humankind will be gathered. And we know this, but when Allah tells us it, it's something different. Every single one will be gathered. And Allah Ta'ala can just say, وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And we collected them all. But He says, وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Not one will be left behind. Every single one of them will be brought forth. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَعُرْدُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفَّا. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. They will be presented before your Lord in rows. This is us, my brothers. We'll be standing before Allah Ta'ala in rows. All right. Is that lines or rows? Rows. Hakuhak. You'll be in rows. We'll be standing before Allah Ta'ala in rows. Not everyone standing wherever he wants. Subhanallah. It's a great day. وَعُرْضُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفَّى. In rows. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You have surely returned to us alone as we created you the first time. How? Who can tell me? How did we return to Allah as He created us the first time? Not naked, barefoot, uncircumcised. That's how we were created. Have you seen a baby created wearing clothes? Come out wearing clothes? لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You have come back to us, just as we created you the first time. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّا نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. Although you always claimed and you thought that we could never appoint a time that you return to us. We all think this. I don't care what you say. Every single one of us somehow does something in their life that makes it out like this person's not returning to Allah. Look, even sometimes we live our lives forgetting that we're going to die. Wallahi, sometimes, look, I speak of myself. And wallahi, brothers, every single one of us sins. And every single one of us is a sinner. And if our sins were to have a smell, no one would sit next to anyone. Every single one of us is a sinner, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. But sometimes I'll be laying in bed and I remember death. Not that I'm righteous, my brothers, because everyone remembers death. We ask Allah to make us all righteous. And then I say to myself, Yahmi, I can't. Like, you can't. No matter what, you can't. No matter how you try to think about it, you can't. How am I going to run away? How am I going to get away? How's it going to be? You can't. So you say to yourself, I wish I was never born. Khalas, I would have never been able to see this. But then you say to yourself, I have no choice but righteous deeds, because nothing else will help me except for righteous deeds. And this is a day, my brothers, we'll go back to our Lord. And wallahi, it is a scary day. It is a scary day. Yani, you can't even comprehend that day. Because the more you think about that day, the more you spew. Wallah, you spew, because there's nothing you can do. The only thing you can do is righteous deeds. And we're not doing enough of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the righteous. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our grave light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take our souls in peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us Jannah. And may He have mercy on us. Say Ameen, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Now listen to this and we'll end with this, my brothers. And the record of deeds will be laid open. يعني وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ, the record of the deeds will be laid open. And you will see the wicked in fear of what is written in it. مُشْفِقِينَ مُمَّا فِيهِ, they're scared of what's written in there. And they will say, they will cry, woe to us. يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. And this is important, listen. They say, يَا عَمِّي, what's this book? What kind of record is this? It does not leave any sin, small or large. Because the people will remember. There's some sins we forget about. Like, oh, we've probably committed sin, hala, walking into the masjid we didn't even know about. But we'll remember on that day. What is this book? It does not leave not a small sin, nor a big sin. Illa ahsaha, unlisted. They will find whatever they did present before them. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Everything that they did will be present before them in the book. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And your Lord will never wrong anyone. And your Lord will never wrong anyone. That means every single thing will be present. Because if my sins were to, or someone else's sins were to be not put in that book, Allah, that's unjust by Allah, correct? And Allah is never unjust and He will never be unjust. So it is from the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everything is recorded in that book. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, none enter Jannah with their actions except with the mercy of Allah. But we try to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for your attendance, my dear brothers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the love of this dunya from our hearts and place the love of al-akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the love of materialistic things in our hearts and place the love of His remembrance and the love of Islam in our hearts, as well as keep us firm upon the truth and forgive us for all our sins. بارك الله فيكم وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين بارك الله فيكم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.